They stated that an Ajami, a non-Arab, passed by a group of Arabs who were joking and teasing each other. Listening to the Arabic words, that naive Persian assumed that they were making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with a good intention, he also began to say as they were saying. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the Ajami, that non-Arab, because of his good intention. Intention is so important. Concentration of the mind is essential for making good intentions. He who is not used to making good intentions will have to make a habit of it with some effort in the initial stages. In the beginning, it is beneficial to lower the head, close the eyes, and free the mind from various thoughts and focus. If one wants to make intentions in haste while looking here and there, scratching the body, rubbing the body, or lifting or placing something down, all of this he may fail in making good intentions. In order to make the habit of making intentions, one needs to seriously make a mindset whilst regarding the importance of intentions. Sayyiduna Nu'aym bin Hammad rahimahullah ta'ala has stated, it is easier for us to be whipped on our back than to make a good intention. So my dear Islamic brothers, it is difficult to make good intentions, but in order to gain reward and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make good intentions. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.